the Lord bless you and keep you, make his face shine upon, be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. The Lord bless you and keep you, make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen. 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 May his favor be upon you and a thousand generations, and your family and your children and their children and their children. May his favor be upon you and a thousand generations, and your family and your children and their children and their children. Amen. behind you and beside you, all around you and within you. He is with you, He is with you. In the morning, in the evening, in your coming and your going, in your weeping and rejoicing, He is for you, 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 He is for you.
Thank you, Premo.
Oh.
India, huh?
Oh.
Will you go back again?
Yes.
Unbelievable.
But only if you are going.
Yeah, I'll be there. Only, yeah, for sure. Yeah. For sure. Yeah. Probably we'll go back at least one more time. There's work to be done there.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Namaste. So, let's see here. I guess I didn't look through who is here, which I usually do at the beginning. I'll have to look at the end. I'll have to look when Premo will offer another bhajan or chant for us. I wait for you to raise your hand to stir satsang. You can begin the satsang. Can you, did you raise your hand? You did. Mm-hmm. Zoom user. Are you the Zoom user? Uh-huh, you are. Okay. Ken, I can't hear you.
I changed it to Ken Chewy, and it's come back as Zoom user.
Well,
I don't know who's doing
it's
that.
Now Ken Chewy. It's now Ken Chewy.
So, okay, good. Yes. Namaste, Guruji. Namaste.
How are you?
I'm good. You look so beautiful in that shawl of yours. Wow. And those flowers are gorgeous.
Stop it.
Yeah. Wow. Blessings, Guruji. Yeah.
What did you want?
Everything.
Yeah, I understand.
So I was considering the words sacred and holy. You know, we say this is a sacred site. Mother Ganga is holy. So what does it actually mean? So I went to the dictionary definition of it. And so, but I thought maybe if I just ask the question to Guruji.
What did the dictionary say?
Let me just bring it up first. I don't want to misquote it. So according to the Webster's Dictionary, holy means worthy of religious veneration.
Yes, there you go.
Yes.
That's a very good explanation. I'm not sure it has to be religious, but it certainly is. It certainly is worthy, so to speak, of veneration.
The other meaning it's entitled to reverence and respect.
Yes, I mean, look at the Ganges.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes people are so surprised that from Gomukh to the Bay of Bengal, twice a day, people are waving lights and singing and praying and blessing the Ganges.
Mm-hmm.
That's a long way. And that's every day. And that's twice a day. And that's been going on for thousands of years. What mm-hmm. kind of energy does that give to the Ganges?
Mm-hmm.
And Tisa said she thought the Ganges was radioactive. And I said, the Ganges is not radioactive. She says, but it felt like electricity. And I said, that's true. Mm-hmm. When you feels like you've had that experience. Going into the waters of the Ganges is different than going into any other waters, is it true?
Mm-hmm.
Does she expect something? No, not at all.
No.
I agree. So sacred spaces have been generated.
Sacred.
Yes, sacred.
Shall I say what sacred is, what it says? Yeah.
No, I want to say.
No, of course. Yeah. That's it.
I'm just on it. That's why I don't think that my statement is any more important than what the mm-hmm. dictionary says.
No. Yes.
Sacred spaces have been permeated with people's veneration for a very, very, very long time. And sometimes there's just a very specific energy in that place. So it is, everything's energy, but sacred and holy definitely have to do with the heart of people touching down in that place or for that reason or for that relic or for that prayer or for whatever it is for a long, long, long time and energizing it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So what does a dictionary say? I don't want to miss it.
Oh, yes, yeah. Actually, yeah, let me just bring it up. I got it the other way around, actually, so I'm so sorry. The holy actually means exalted or worthy of complete devotion as one perfect in goodness and righteousness. That's one definition of holy. Second one is divine. And then for sacred, it was the one that I said earlier, worthy of religious veneration or entitled to reverence.
Right. Or loving veneration or respectful veneration. It doesn't have to necessarily be religious. I mean,
mm-hmm.
when you talk about the Mayans, and you can actually call them cultures rather than religions.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be religious, mm-hmm. but.
Veneration, yes.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that struck me as well, Guruji, was that, you know, I was reading something about Ramana Maharishi the other day, and someone was asking him about the spiritual heart, because we know the anatomical heart is behind the breastbone and slightly to the left. But it surprised me that the answer was that the spiritual heart is towards the right-hand side. So I didn't know about that. Is that something that you've heard of before? I
have no idea about that.
No, okay.
Yeah, I know that I have been told, because mm-hmm. I haven't really examined this,
mm-hmm.
told by very marvelous beings. So I'm not going to accept or reject. I just listen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And in the Upanishads, and Swami Muktananda and Nityananda Maharaj have spoken about the thumb, the thumb-sized beingness within the heart that is that brings all of life about and is the space of true love, true wisdom. And I would say, I'm adding this, I would say it is the home and the calling of the Dharma.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But that there's actually a physical thumb-sized spirit. I wouldn't say physical, spirit dwells within every being.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
Thank you, Guruji.
You're welcome.
Thank you for adding your wisdom to it. Thank you. Namaste. Not your wisdom, wisdom, just you wisdom.
You watch it. You stop flirting now.
Thank you. Namaste.
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 Davey.
Hello, Shanti Mai. I missed appearing here for a while.
What's that?
I missed appearing here for a while.
Oh, okay. You're on Disfortune. So there it is. Yeah. How come you missed not being in satsang?
Yeah. One satsang far from here, it already feels like months.
I would say so. But go ahead. What are you here for? What do you want to say?
I had one question, but I would like to ask one more related to what Ken said. So when I went to Arunachala in Tiruvannamalai, I felt a very strong connection with the hill. Very, very strong connection with the hill. And I didn't feel the same connection with Ganga. It was special, but the intensity was totally different.
Yes.
So why does it happen that some, I don't know if the word is correct, but some objects have more power over Earth?
It may not have more power. It may be different, like you say. It may not have more power. You may be more resonant toward that, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it's more powerful for anyone else.
And is there a reason why this resonance is stronger with one than the other one?
Well, because you resonate with it. Mm-hmm. You resonated. You said it was Brazil. Didn't you say it was Brazil?
No. Arunachala.
Yeah, but you said Arunachala is...
The hill.
Oh, the hill. Mountain. Okay. Arunachala.
Yeah.
I see.
Where Ramana Maharshi Ashram is.
Yeah, we all know about Ramana and what he did there. He actually took the mountain as his master. And he also had a physical master, it is said. We don't know. So I don't know why you would resonate more with the mountain than the Ganges. Why do you compare them?
I just got curious by...
No. I just ask you a question. Why do you ask me a question and I answer. I ask you a question and you don't divert. Why do you compare them? Why is one more something than another? I don't think they are. I think they're different.
Maybe I'm comparing them because I feel that there is something with Ganga that I don't get yet.
Well, what do you have to get with Ganga? Why does Ganga have to serve up you a getting?
I don't know why, but I didn't feel the electricity that Antisa mentioned.
Well, but you don't have to feel the electricity that Antisa mentioned. This is a very interesting conversation we're having.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Did you take a dip in the Ganga?
Sometimes, yeah.
What's that?
Sometimes, I did.
Yeah, and did you find it refreshing?
Yeah, I did. I enjoyed.
Yeah, okay. That would be more than enough. Ananda doesn't have to serve up anything to you.
Okay.
And maybe the mountain just touched your heart very deeply. But I don't know why I wouldn't compare some, well, I might. Ideally, I wouldn't compare one thing to another when it comes to that. I may feel more at home with the mountain than I do with the river. But I'm not sure that I would put them on a scale.
I was not thinking about comparing. I was doing this, but without noticing.
Well, I noticed, and that's a really good thing. So I brought home to you that you're comparing. You're actually putting one thing in one category and another thing in another category, when in fact one thing touched you deeply and the other just didn't touch you as deeply. Okay.
It makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Yeah. I have one more question.
Sure.
On a different topic that is relating to dreams.
Relating to?
Dreaming.
Dreaming. I'm not good at dreaming.
Dreams.
Go ahead.
Recently, I had a very intense and vivid dream. I was aware it was a dream. Even during the dream, I was aware sometimes. And when I awake, I felt I just lived some years during this dream. It felt really just life and very, very long. I started searching for the Hindu scriptures on dreaming, and most of them are in Sanskrit, so I couldn't actually read them. But I was thinking, maybe there is something in this one specific dream, or maybe all dreams that I have, even the ones I don't remember, that are, I don't know, maybe some sign of the karmas I need to work, or something that is there to guide myself. I just got very curious of why this very intense experience.
You know, where you can find really good dream work in the Tibetan materials. So if you look into the Tibetan dream work, you can find probably some answers that you're looking for. I am not even interested in dreams. They don't compel me unless they're really stark, then I pay attention to them. But a lot of people, and I feel that dreams are, you know, definitely people pay attention to them. They pay attention to what they pay attention to. And it's not, well, I'm not going to say that people who pay attention to dreams are incorrect. They're not. So it's really just the avenue that you walk down, huh? And sometimes dreams really do touch me very deeply. They have to be very, very stark. Mostly I don't dream. And sometimes I dream and don't really remember what it was all about.
Okay, I'll take a look at the Tibetan literature.
Tibetans are really great at dream work. Really great at dream work, and you may find some answers there that you're looking for. Okay? Yeah, and it's not all in Sanskrit from the Tibetans. Okay? Yeah, the Sanskrit, I really don't like to call it the religion Hindu. It's just much deeper than a name. But dreaming, displays something about different realities. When you go to sleep, you're not afraid to have a completely free of this existence perception or experience. And then there's a deep dreaming, which you're completely out and get a deep and profound rest. And you're not afraid of that either in the night when you go to bed. But dare you talk about it in the daytime that you're going to have a different experience or something's different than what people accept, or that you will go completely into a dreamless quiet and non-experiential state will pretty much frighten people. And yet you do it every night. So this is one way that the Upanishads, that the Sanskrit material goes, is to show what it is, and beyond the dreamless state as well, the Tripuria. The Turiya, see, Turiya is, she had her hand up, does she still? Yeah. She is beyond, that word Turiya means beyond the state of waking, dreaming, and deep sleep. So this is where they go in those scriptures or those materials. But the hint, but the Tibetans go very deep into dream work. So, yeah, there you go. Yeah. Sure. Well, it's really good to see you. Mm-hmm. Namaste.
Namaste. Hey. Namaste, Guruji.
Namaste. How are you?
I'm really well. Yeah. I've been really with the advice which you shared, just to relax. And it's so simple and yet works so, so deep, just in terms of life here in England, and just how I always have a choice to relax.
Until you have no more choices. One day you'll have no more choices. Well, maybe a little here and there, like what you'll eat for dinner and so like that, and what color you wear your clothes. But you'll come to a choiceless place where no longer you can do anything but relax. Mm. So choices are gone.
Mm. Yes. Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to share as well. Last night I was in an all-night prayer ceremony, and it was
what kind really of ceremony special. Were you in?
It was a medicine ceremony.
Ayahuasca.
The grandfather medicine.
I don't know what it is. Would that be peyote?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Okay, good for you. So what did you find?
Well, it's about, well, for me, my experience is about the heart. The purpose.
Hold on. I respect the medicine, by the way. I just understand that peyote is really hard on the stomach. So that's where I was going with it. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, and it is. But it is also, like, I found it very soft. But, so we were a group of 40, and it's with a group that I'm part of. And the purpose was love. So the prayers were all directed to love. And it was just, you know, so powerful to gather in those ways. So on the second...
in a ceremony, 40 people. How many people were conducting the ceremony?
Oh, there's a whole group. Yeah, she's an excellent woman, and she's very, very clear. Yeah, and she's got a team who've been with her for like 30 years. Yeah, she's been on the, she's an elder.
Yeah, it's nice. Good for you.
Yeah, she's special as well. And yeah, just to be in circle and just to pray like that just gives, you know, so much kindling to the heart to gather in that way. And what was shared was just so beautiful as well. But what I wanted to share, the emotions, tears come, was on the second round of chants. So we can chant to the fire and offer a prayer. And so I kind of just tuned in, and Prabhupada Jigo came through. And it was so touching to share that chant, to share that prayer. I do work with it each day as well. And so to be able to offer it in that space and to the fire was really, really powerful. Yeah, and I just wondered, I don't need to know, but I believe that it came, or it didn't come, but it came more from Satchababa. Is that right?
Yes.
And then did it follow?
He originated that mantra, yes.
Okay, and then it's just been part of the ashram.
It's not just part of the ashram, it's a prayer that we enter into that is very important for the sankalp. We were just talking about for Maharaji's direction, Shantimai's direction, Baba's direction, Girinari Baba's direction, and your direction.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not just a song. It's very important. Very important. And it's been chanted for a very long time. And Maharaji's guru had set it up so that it would be chanted 24 hours a day. And so sometimes there was this one Swami, his name was Gattu Baba. And he was assigned to chanting Prabhu Apajigo at 4 o'clock in the morning. So he would sit on top of the roof and he would have these cymbals and he'd be chanting. I mean, my God, Prabhu Apajigo. Baba assigned people for different times of the day. And it's going on 24 hours a day in Allahabad, in such an ashram. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, wait a minute. I'm going to ask you a couple questions. How is it that you, let's say, what is it like for you without the medicine? Do you just listen? Or do you have to have, now I'm asking you, do you just listen or do you have to have the medicine or do you drift off in satsang or what happens to you without the medicine? Why is the medicine necessary?
There's an intrigue on that path. Like as you know, I'm part of the moon dance as well. I'm part of the moon dance. I don't know if you can remember, I did prayers once one summer. The moon, you blessed my prayers when I went over and danced.
Okay.
And the moon dance, I danced for you.
Why are you crying and why are you so upset? To me, you look upset. You don't look happy.
Yeah, I think no, it's really good. Because I'm aware that this is something which comes up when I speak to you. There's a lot of tears, but I think I'm just processing just a little bit just about the medicine and what you shared. Just processing that. It was just a little bit of a shock to my system to receive that.
To receive
your reaction.
What's my reaction?
I perceived a slight facial expression when I shared that it was peyote.
Oh, come on now. If you're going to take, if you're going to have, get in the peyote circle, my expression, I don't have any judgment on you at all.
Okay.
And why are you taking it into your emotional field so deeply?
I'm still quite open. So
you should be open all the time.
Yeah. 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 Totally.
So because you're open means that what? Help me understand. I'm very curious about how it is for you when you don't have the medicine.
Oh, amazing. But there's an intrigue. Like I live my life, which I'm so thankful for, with a lot of awareness. And that's come from all of the silence that I've sat in, like 60 days silence and various different dark room retreats and all that background. So I do.
Inside of you.
Sorry?
Whatever you're doing, it comes from inside of you.
Of course. It's the revelation of my own being and heart.
Let's just put it there for a moment. Regardless of what you do in the outer world to encourage that, and that's wonderful. I'm not saying it's good or bad or indifferent. This is your life, not mine. It comes from within you. So I'm going to say to you that it's very important that you know that. And what's going on between us right now?
My intention for coming on to the share was to share my connection with the prayer and to find out a little bit more about it, about the root of it. And I just got a little bit discombobulated by you asking me about what type of ceremony it was. I didn't really, to be honest, if I sink in, I didn't really want to share that with 103 people.
Maybe
I shouldn't have come on to share. So
103 people, this is your Sangha. And you didn't have to. You didn't have to.
No, so it was from a place of beautifulness that I wanted to come on and share.
Well, why is it not beautiful now?
I'm just observing a lot of fluctuating. I know that these all come and go, but right now it's here.
There are many people in the Sangha, and many people know about many people in the Sangha who have been in ceremony.
Yeah.
You're not the only one.
No, I know.
Nobody has any judgment about that.
Yeah, I just perceived a little bit, but that's my perception, and I own that. I'm just, observing the...
How about you relax?
So, yeah. Yeah.
Why don't you relax? Because that is the first statement that you made when you came.
It's a great test. No, it's a great test. I say that, and then, that's why I'm with you, because it's a really strong mirror, and you point me back to that. How just a simple statement that you share or a face can just move me into this, and it's just
I don't feel that I had anything on my face towards you at all.
My perception, and I really own that. So that's why I'm here, and that's why I'm with you, because the mirror is.
Do you know why you're with me?
Because you're the most transparent mirror of my own heart that I've found on my path thus far.
That's a beautiful thing to say. I'm not here to confront you sometimes, but the most marvelous thing you said, and it must pull through the entirety of our conversation is relax.
Yeah, that's, I share that. I think I've done it quite well. And then it's just like, boom, boom, try now. And it's like,
Everything that you brought, I don't find it at all confronting. And I get the point that you say that you didn't want to share that with 103 people, but you didn't have to. You could have just said, I'll write about it, Shanti Mai.
Yeah. And that's something which I need to learn to express.
You're in the safest, most, my view is, maybe I'm off on this. I doubt it, but could be. You're in a very safe environment to say whatever you want to say or whatever you do say for people just to sit back and wonder or be completely okay with everybody else in the Sangha, because there are so many ways in this Sangha.
No, I know that. And when I found all about that years ago, I found out about all the different paths as well. I think it was, I was just a little bit shocked by the perceived reaction that you had when I said that it was peyote.
I definitely went to my stomach and threw up.
Yeah,
I definitely went to my stomach and threw up that slimy green. I'm just talking about the physical. I'm not talking about the spiritual. I'm talking about what people go through. So I have a lot of respect, and I said it right behind that I have a lot of respect for the medicine, and I'm really touched that you're with a good person. So whatever you feel right there, it was absolutely not towards you. It was towards the feeling of, oh my gosh, I don't think I could take it myself. That's for sure. So just the physical aspect, not the spiritual aspect whatsoever. It had nothing to do with you.
Yeah. I'm just going to really just take away, relax. That's what I'm going to take away from this experience.
Well, that's the best. And, maybe just relax.
Yeah, got it. On a deeper level now. It's been hit home. It's been hit home. Relax for it. Got it.
It was okay. Yeah.
Thank you. Namaste.
Anybody else with their hand up? I feel that the last conversation was incredibly rich. And in relaxation, we take it away from Turiya. We're not going to put Turiya as the center of this. We're going to talk about it for a second. In relaxation, really, you very much get that kind of resilient skin, boing, boing, where you can be hit and it just bounces right off of you. I would not have intended to, not this time, and I don't know about intention, but this time, for sure, I would not have intended to confront her. Sometimes we confront each other. Relax. I don't condone or not condone the medicine for anyone. As a matter of fact, for me, I feel that everybody comes to what they come to through their own authority. And so You can't say anything about my view of it because I don't have a view of it. I respect it, highly respect it. We've gone to Peru ourselves and have gone through the ayahuasca experience. So a lot of people in our Sangha have had that experience. Calm yourself. Ayahuasca is also terrible. I mean, to take the medicine is absolutely hard. That's one of the most wonderful things about it is it's not easy. You really have to be dedicated to taking it because it's the worst taste in the universe, and it will make you regurgitate all that's not good for you and your body. So it's not a fun thing. It's a very deep and powerful medicine that takes you into yourself so profoundly that, well, I can't say anything more about it because it becomes very intimate. So I respect the medicine. I just want to say that. And both ayahuasca and peyote are very difficult to take for some people. So that's why my face went to, because I remember. Okay, anything else from you this day, Sahara? Mm-hmm. Sahara, come on.
Namaste, Shanti Mai. Happy holidays.
Namaste, Andrew.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to follow up on the conversation about relaxation. Uh-huh. And something that I found in my own discoveries within relaxation is that relaxation is not is a very active state. That it is a state of full awareness and it creates the ability to respond fully because you're not already attached to some other thing that's keeping you from your full experience. And it's different than being limp. That's the difference I want to make. It's not a passive state where anything goes and whatever else, and you know, I can take it, you know, just keep slapping me. Like, that's not the necessarily.
Nobody was slapping anybody, Sahara.
No, not at all. That has nothing that this is.
I'm not really fond of the example. Go ahead.
Okay, fair. I was just down at Holy, so everything's a slap to me right now.
Okay.
But it is within that. Satchitananda said that Shivananda used to say that Savasana is the most difficult pose to do properly because it requires you to make the choice to be fully relaxed.
That's right. And it's not easy to be fully relaxed. It's very, very, very difficult. I find myself going into full relaxation. I don't think I've ever met it in a way because I have myself looked at my muscles and looked at what is not relaxed in the body when I've laid down. And I find I'm amazed at what is not relaxed. Now there's a different kind of relaxation as well. And that is relaxing oneself into a mirror-like, and not every moment, but mirror-like emotional state and a silent mind, so to speak. I was considering this is relaxation. When I was upstairs, I had the computer on something about shopping centers in New York, and it was just going blah 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 blah. And what I noticed was this very deep, deep silence in the blah, 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 blah. I turned it off because it was distracting. There's no doubt. But there is also the inner relaxation, Sahara, that it's not only physical.
No, it's a very deep set of choices.
It's a very deep set of choices until it's no longer a choice.
And once that stillness is achieved, then from that, one is responding fully to the moment rather than reacting. And
rather than the what is it, Sara?
Rather than reacting,
yeah.
One is able to respond fully.
Yeah, and that's right.
It doesn't depend upon the environment for that sense of stillness.
Right. Go ahead, please.
Which could be mistaken for, in the same way that silence, quiet, can be mistaken for silence.
That's right.
Stillness, feeling stuck, is not the same thing as being still. Like if you're paralyzed by the environment, it's not the same thing, and being limp is not the same thing as being relaxed.
Well, that's right.
In martial arts, when I was young, one of the first things they taught us in my kung fu class was that if somebody's got you in an arm lock or a tension lock of some kind, the only way out of it is to fully relax, because that's where your muscles are the strongest. When they're not being actively pushed in one direction or another, then you're out. Like the Chinese puzzle, if you relax your fingers, that's...
And I would also say that you're going to be challenged a lot for an inner kind of relaxation, such as Turiya now. She could choose to be confronted or to relax. And I would say relax and breathe well. Your breath has everything to do with an inner extreme peace. And your body still may be, because I find my body, when I want to relax, I find it stiff in many places. But the inner being does not experience that. I can't find the edges to that. But I can find the edges in the body. I agree with Satchitananda. The most difficult asana in yoga is shavasana, the one of relaxation, the death pose. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that.
Namaste. Happy Holi.
Yeah, happy Holi to you, Sahara. Stay off my bed. Radhika. Take Sahara off the screen, please. There you go. Radhika, please.
Namaste, Shantimai.
Namaste, Radhika.
Do you hear me?
Yes, I do. But you're frozen. So, now what to do?
I'm very back in Prague from India.
Okay, now you're not frozen anymore. So, what is on your heart? What's on your mind? Are you there?
Shantimai, I'd like to ask you. Yes.
Okay, go ahead, please.
Ask you and Sangha for prayers.
For, yes, I got that. For the what it's for the prayers me. For?
Yeah.
Because your voice is cutting out. Radhika,
I suggest that we take Radhika off video and she can just say it on audio only so that there isn't a delay.
I can do this.
Yeah, the prayers for people.
No, it's okay. Radhika, write to me. I will get your letter tonight. You're cutting out in such a way that I can't get what you're saying, but I want to hear what you have to say.
I think she's actually just lost her connection, Shanti Mai. I'll send her a message and let her know that you would like her to email her.
Okay, thank you.
I'll have her email you.
Okay, so Primo, what a choppy little satsang we've had today. Good one. Mm-hmm. Feel that satsang is always important to, and it touches someone mm-hmm. in some way. So, Primo, when you're ready. Thank you.
Ra re 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 ra